Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Get to the chopper. Do it now.
Billy!
Hawkins, Mac, and Ramirez. Billy, Dylan, and Blaine.
Are you singing the musical? Musical?
Yeah.
I always thought that the end of Aliens versus Predators, you know, the end, the one that they just did recently
with Adrian Brody
and Lawrence Fishburne, the end of the movie when the dude survives, the fucking alien ship should have opened up and Arnold comes off and he's like, come with me if you want to live. That would have been like the best ending ever to that film.
That would have been pretty sweet.
Yeah. Hi everyone, welcome to Game Classy. I'm your host Joe, and with me as always is the Captain Hastings to my Hercule Poirot, Steve.
You got me on that one.
All right. How about the Connor to my Duncan MacLeod?
All right. Sweet.
There we go. That make more sense to you?
Yeah.
You feel better, buddy?
I'm ready to fight the Kurgan.
I always get confused. When we talked about the Highlander soundtrack on the last final exams, I screwed up Duncan and Connor MacLeod. I do it constantly.
That is disappointing.
I know. I don't know why I do it.
That's almost as bad as confusing Tom Hiddleston and James Manfield as doctors.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I don't know who fucking plays Doctor Who. The show's stupid.
I was like, he plays Loki. He doesn't play the Doctor.
Whatever,
though,
bro.
He would make a good Doctor. See, I'm not arguing with that
fact.
There
you go. If it happens, I predicted it.
If it does, if you can kill it, if you could bleed.
I predicted it.
Whatever. I don't care. What are you going as for Halloween, Steve?
If it can suck, you can Doctor Who it.
What are you going for Halloween?
It's a secret, but it's a gritty film noir type character.
Gritty film noir type. Are you going as the Maltese Falcon?
No, but that would be pretty sweet.
You just come in a big bird outfit. Just,
no, you can't do anything. You just sit there. You sit in the corner. And people think they're like, oh, cool, somebody built this awesome Maltese Falcon. And when people come by, you just grab them.
You just punch them in the face. Yeah.
You're like, right in the kisser.
Pow, right in the kisser. Pow, right in the kisser.
That'd be pretty sweet. Yeah, yeah, I think I should go as the Maltese Falcon.
Fuck!
Now my costume's ruined.
I'm going as a parent who does not have time to put together a costume.
Nice.
Yeah. I have plenty of time to put together a costume, but I've been painting.
I think you're just lazy.
I am. Well, I've been painting 28mm Russian figures instead. So,
nice.
Yeah. Still playing the bolt action. Still think you should give it a try because I really think you'd like the system.
Yeah,
it's not.
Know. I'd have to paint models. That seems awful.
No, Dan Delanois doesn't paint models.
That's
he considers
true.
Himself
Dan,
a gamer.
Dan Delanois is a paragon of the miniatures hobby.
Yes. We don't talk about Dan Delanois enough on this podcast.
Yeah,
he's almost like a third cast member.
I wonder if that has affected our ratings negatively or positively.
Probably negatively.
I wonder if people like the Delanois. They like the references to Delanois.
You know, I often thought like you know, well, this is something I was going to talk about in a little bit anyway, but. In analysis of pop culture, I really think people enjoy when they have a mystery character on a show, like Norm's wife Vera on Cheers. She never shows up, but they always constantly reference her, and it's like a funny thing. Or Frasier's wife, not Frasier's wife, Niles' wife on Frasier as well.
She shows up eventually, though.
I don't think she does. I don't think she ever actually shows her face. Like Vera shows up, but they never show her face. You see her body, but you never see her face.
I think you see her, but it's like towards the very end of the show.
It might have been.
Right? Yeah.
No, not Lilith.
No, Lilith is Frasier's wife.
Oh, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Wow, that show was fun.
Baby.
I like that show.
I got you, babe.
It's been a while since I've seen
but
that show,
I don't know what to do with that tossed salad and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Good night. We love you, Seattle.
That just makes me think of someone like eating someone's asshole out while like making eggs.
Yes, eggs. I'm glad we got that reference out of the way.
Yes.
By the way, also on Vinyl Exams, Kevin said, is there any podcast besides Vinyl Exams where the hosts sing as much in the show? And I go, no, Game Classy, man. It's all about the singing.
Yeah, it is true.
All right, so let's get in some gaming news. What do you want to talk about first, Steve?
All we the got a lot... gaming news that's fit to poop.
That's fit to poop.
It's all poop right now.
Yeah. Let's start off with what we forgot. Oh, let's talk about a note from the corrections file. So Golem Arcana made their goal, as much as we said that they weren't. They made like 110,000 in less than 20 hours.
It was extraordinarily surprising.
Yeah, I was like, huh. And everyone was like, see, it made it. You guys are wrong. You guys are fucktards.
I'm more than happy for them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. First of all, I will fully admit when I'm wrong on something. It's not like I can deny that they didn't make their goal.
Yeah, it shot out of nowhere like a fucking comet.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it to screw over its backers.
Someone else told me about our credibility. I'm like, we have credibility?
Yeah, someone mentioned
this. We have zero credibility about any of this. Yeah. So congrats to Golem Arcana. I think part of the reason why they didn't make their goal and they got so close is because their goal was extremely high. 500,000 for a mini/board game is unusually high. And I still don't think that gamers are ready for a electronic board mini game.
But they made their goal.
They did make their goal.
They stuck in your craw.
I know. Exactly. I'm not going to say, like, I'm not playing it because this game is stupid. I'm not going to be a Steve.
I'm not playing it because I'm not playing miniatures games right now.
Yeah, I still think you should get into the bolt action, though. I think you'd like it. It's just not a historical minigame.
Here's the deal.
All right, what's the game? What's the deal?
I am not opposed to the idea.
Yes.
Which is a big step, if you think about it.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to the idea. This is my current stance.
All right. I'll take your word for it. All right, so let's bring it into some other Kickstarter stuff. What we forgot to talk about last week, which is Mars Attacks. Steve,
maybe we should have made it a running gag and just been like at the end of the podcast, like, oh, ran out of time, can't talk about Mars Attacks. And it just that would have been pretty good. We just kept like mentioning at the end of each podcast, but never actually getting into talking about Mars Attacks.
Well, it's got 2 weeks left on it, so I mean, the next episode we'll have is going to be close to the end. So Mars Attacks, it looks like a mini game. It's from
the figures actually look surprisingly good.
The figures look surprisingly okay. So this is Mantic, who's this is like what their fourth Kickstarter, because they did Kings of War, they did the 40K ripoff one, they did the chess one.
Six.
What are the ones? Oh, Dreadball and Dreadball 2.
Mm. You got Kings of War, Dead Zone, Dreadball. Loka Fantasy Chess, Dead Zone,
yeah.
And then Mars Dex, number
6. Okay, there we go. All right. So this is their 6th one. This one actually looks like they got some really good professional painters to put their stuff together for them. Because that's always been one of my big problems with Mantic is that it always...
Their later stuff, all the pictures are much better because they hired a non-staff painter. And yeah. You can tell the point he started.
Yeah.
Because like, it's like, oh, wait, all those figures look pretty good.
I'm not going to say that I wouldn't back it. It looks like a little much for me, especially for a franchise I'm not like a huge fan of.
Right. I'm just not in that market. I am just that. Fucking A. Now you passed it on to me.
I know, I'm all tongue tied today too. I got a little bit of a cold again. But
I'm just
what
not
else?
That into
what
Mars
else is
attacks.
New for me?
I'm just not that into Mars Attacks. Just as simple as that. I think it looks cool. I think people should back it because it looks good.
The U.S. Marines that they have for it are excellent looking.
Yes, they're
sweet. So if you are a historical player looking for U.S. Marines that actually look really well sculpted and can be painted very well, I would definitely look into that because
if you're playing a game
cheap.
That could be taking place in the present, could you really be considered a historicals player?
Well, I mean, you know, historical players, you look for whatever you can find wherever. So, because
just saying,
most historical minis are pretty terrible if you don't know what you're looking for. You're like, who sculpted this? Like a three-year-old blind retarded monkey in Appalachian coal mine?
I think you
could have
ended that statement with most historical miniatures are terrible.
Yeah. Pretty much. But yeah, it's Mars Attacks. It's just an excuse to push figures around the table going,
that movie's fucking shit, by the way.
Oh, it's terrible. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. That's a movie that should be remade and done better.
The problem was is they made something that, like, okay, the Martians were always goofy looking. Like, they just looked goofy in the 60s trading cards. But they were horrible. They were not funny in any way.
No, they weren't.
It was there were, you know, Martians going in, shooting people in the face, people being eaten by giant bugs, the guy, the one Martian destroying the dog, like the, one of the most big cards in that entire set. Nothing was funny about the Mars Attacks comic, except for the Martians looked kind of goofy. And in the end, fucking nuked Mars.
Well, yeah. It,
so what did Tim Burton do? He was like, I'm going to make something that's going to really resonate with people, and they're gonna nostalgia, and it's going to be really good. And I'm going to make the Martians go ack-ack, and it's going to be a dark comedy, and at the end, they're going to get blown up by a fucking music song.
Fuck Tim Burton.
Fuck Tim Burton. Fuck the Mars Attacks movie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to... I won't disagree with you there. I think there was room for comedy in there. They could have made it funnier, though. That's the problem, is it just wasn't funny. It was a silly comic card series that wasn't supposed to be, but it was scary back then. But when you actually translate that to the screen, it's not, you can't take that seriously.
It should have been 100% stone-faced, done with the goofy-ass Martians, because then it would have automatically become a dark comedy. Because people would be like, look at those fucking things. Look at their heads. They're pulsating ball sacks.
Come on.
Look
at my ball sack. It looks like their head.
And that would be funny.
Yeah.
Because the movie would be taking itself 100% seriously. Like Troll 2. Troll 2 is a movie that definitely takes itself seriously. They're not in on the joke.
They're eating her hair.
Yeah, and that's what makes it funny. So that's what Mars Attack should have been. So yet again, I have to proclaim on the podcast, fuck Tim Burton. Like... Come on.
Yeah, I mean, when was the last... Did we do it like 2 weeks ago or podcasts ago?
I think I mentioned fuck Tim Burton in almost every podcast. Okay. Hate that guy.
Well, anyway. Mars Attacks, I'd back it if it's like at a lower level. Just get the base game. It probably might be interesting. It might be fun, but...
You'd back your ass up.
Back that ass up. Yeah.
My breakfast sandwich was amazing, by the way.
Without Canadian bacon.
We don't need to get in this discussion again.
We don't need to get in the discussion about why you hate Canadian bacon.
Because it's terrible.
Do you like a regular American? Do you like regular bacon?
I only like it when it's burnt to an insane crisp. Black. Charred.
You know, like tasteless piece of carbon.
It's not tasteless. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It adds crunch to eggs.
Anywho. It adds crunch to eggs. Because that's what you want when you're eating eggs.
It is.
Crunch.
I want the smoky crunch.
All right, so anyway.
I'm fucking pissed that they sold out of Fruit Brute and Yummy Mummy, all right?
You know how I feel about sugary cereals.
What, that your total cereal had more calories and more sugar than my my quote-unquote sugary cereals, and I totally wrecked you on it? It was really funny.
It's just disgusting.
And you were like,
total's
really healthy, and I'm like, it's got more calories and more sugar than my breakfast cereal with marshmallows in it.
Total
and it
doesn't
totally
have,
does.
No, that was Raisin Bran, not
whatever.
Total.
Same difference.
Anyway. I still feel superior for eating a bran cereal.
All of your healthy cereals that you perceive to be healthy but are not healthy at all because they're cereals.
Yes.
All cereals are bad for you.
All right. So anyway, going on to the next thing. I will still stand by the fact that I'm healthier for not eating Fruit Brute.
You can stand by it, but you're wrong.
Okay. New minigame was announced as well for Protoss Games, the guys who did the Warzone are... What's a resurrection?
It was Mutant Chronicles.
Mutant Chronicles. Warzone Resurrection. Their webpage is warzone.com. So.
And people are butthurt about it, I guess.
What, the Aliens versus Predator?
No, I guess they're butthurt that Warzone hasn't gotten all of this stuff out yet Mutant Chronicles, and they're launching another Kickstarter.
They're pushing it. I mean, it's coming out. It's just coming out really slow. And that's part of the things. Like, Warzone, they went a little crazy towards the end, like most Kickstarters do. Like, just take all of this! And so they're still waiting on it. But that's name one Kickstarter where everything came out all at once.
Nothing.
Nothing. Exactly. It all comes out.
Yeah, I know.
In spurts.
I've done lots of Kickstarters. I know.
Like when you're really backed up and you're constipated, it just doesn't come out all at once. It's got to come out
a little
bit at a
time. Usually for me, when I resolve my constipation, it comes out like a fucking shotgun.
There we go. Like a shotgun.
Yeah.
You heard it from Steve on his tombstone.
Yeah, I guess
like
I guess if I'm like a Kickstarter, if I was going to do a Kickstarter to... Do it right, I'd have to make it all come out like a shotgun.
Yeah, make it all come out like a shotgun.
Just like...
By the way, something funny I heard about Ogre, the Steve Jackson Ogre Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
He loses $3 at every Kickstarter he has to send money to.
Because it's so heavy?
He sends it... Well, yeah, because it's so heavy. But he doesn't care. He just puts another Munchkin expansion and just laughs all the way to the bank.
It's true. They just released Munchkin Pathfinder.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Munchkin Finder?
No, it's Munchkin Pathfinder.
Path Munchkin?
Stop trying to mash it up. It's already bad. You don't need to make it worse.
But yeah, Protoss is putting out Aliens versus Predator. So now is your chance to either play as the Xenomorphs, the Predator, or the Colonial Marines.
Man, I was hoping after you said Xenomorphs, you would have said the proper Predator name, but that's okay.
What's the proper Predator?
It's like Joaquitl or something.
Joaquitl?
Yeah, it's some fucking weird-ass name.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Is that, like, explained in some, like, comic book?
I think it's in one of the novels.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
remember. It's been a while.
Okay, I like the Aliens movies. I like the Predators movies. No, I didn't like Aliens vs. Predator at all. But
Aliens Predator 2 was pretty good.
It was decent. It was better than Aliens vs. Predator 1.
For sure.
For sure.
I read all the comics and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I read, like, a couple of the comics. It just didn't really... The franchise never really did anything for me. Oh. Like, Predator... I love the original Predator.
Well, yeah, obviously, Predator is probably the best film ever made.
You heard it here first. Like a shotgun, Predator, best movie ever made.
Probably the best movie ever made.
It's definitely automatic top three. Automatic top three.
Right.
Right behind Steve Zissou's The Life Aquatic and La Strada.
No.
No.
I mean, Steve Zissou's Life Aquatic is pretty good, but top three? Fucking get the hell out of here. And what was the other one? La Strada?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
That's okay.
Sounds stupid.
Yeah.
It sounds like a dumb movie for dumb idiots.
Top three Steve movies, Battleship Potemkin, The Seventh Seal, Predator.
No. Predator, and I haven't decided on the other ones yet.
So it's not Battleship Potemkin?
No, it is not fucking Battleship Potemkin.
Okay, I'm just checking on you right there. I'm just being sure. Umbrellas of Schoenberg. How about that one? Is that one on their list? No.
You go back to watching your shitty Doctor Who reruns.
I'm just naming like really famous foreign films just to piss you off, because I know you're like, fuck it, if it wasn't made in America in the 1980s, I ain't watching it.
That's also not accurate. I love foreign films.
Okay, if it was...
I mean, Battleship Potemkin's good,
yeah,
but...
If it wasn't made in Japan...
That's also not accurate. Some of my favorite movies are Francais.
Are Francais? What's one of your favorite movies from France?
Amelie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And actually, my favorite French movie is probably Delicatessen. Delicatessen's amazing.
My favorite French movie is Brotherhood of the Wolf. So
Brotherhood of the Wolf's not bad. But have you ever seen Delicatessen?
Yeah.
Delicatessen's fucking good.
I love Brotherhood of the Wolf because it's the only movie where the main hero has sex with both the main female and a hooker, and is still considered our hero at the very end. He just likes to have sex with a lot of people. And then he has a Native American friend who dies.
See, does he have sex with a wolf, though, as well?
He might. It's never shown on screen.
That's garbage.
But he is French.
That's garbage, because I want him to have sex with all the cast members.
Well, there was no actual wolf.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck that movie.
No spoilers on that one. All right. So, anyway, Aliens versus Predator. So, you get your Predator, and there's not much on it in terms of, like, what the gameplay is going to be. I know a lot of people want it, at least on our Facebook page, want it to be skirmish-based. But I could honestly see it going full army. There's, with everything except the Predator, maybe, I couldn't see a whole army of Predators, but definitely you could see a whole, like, Xenomorph, like, wave of Tyranids going over the Hillcrest. Hey,
and it'll be super easy to paint those guys, too, because you take your aliens, you spray them gloss black, and they're done.
Done. Maybe a little bit of white highlights on the teeth.
That's probably as far as you'd go. And I'm not even kidding. Like, I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Be like, they're gloss black. Because that's what they fucking look like.
Didn't some of the comic series, wasn't there like a glossy red and glossy blue as well?
There was a planet between a glossy red and a glossy black they were fighting.
Oh, okay. I remember some of the comics. But yeah, so I think you could do something like that. The Colonial Marines, I can honestly see like a whole force with like cool, like that big
They gotta get tank, the Stinger.
The Stinger and the what is it? The flying thing, what is that called?
The HVAC? Dropship.
Dropship,
yeah.
Yeah. And then you just play them dun 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 dun.
That's Starship Troopers.
Dun, dun. Well, that's I guess you're right.
Aliens already has a pretty sweet song. It's playing when Ripley's driving the Stinger through the hive to try and rescue the Marines that already went in and are currently getting slaughtered.
Yeah,
it's like dun 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 dun. I don't know. It's pretty good.
You could create your own little Bill Paxton figure.
Fuck yeah! What I want is a little Kyle Reese.
Kyle Reese.
Yeah.
What I want is...
I mean, he's Hicks, but he's fucking Kyle Reese.
Yeah, I know what you were talking about.
That was before he got sent back in time to stop the Terminator.
Yeah. Or was it after he got sent back in time to stop the Terminator?
I think it was before.
Okay. I want the power loader. That's what I want.
Nice.
Yeah. Just so I can put it into other games and be like, get off of her, you bitch! Mm-hmm.
put in a Warhammer Fantasy and just like knock everything down. Like,
my power loader.
Nice.
Power loader of chaos.
Nice.
Chouse.
Be like with a Gundam toy, just like knock their whole army over. Be like, yes.
Oh, man.
You know, that would be sweet.
I still have never seen an episode of Gundam ever.
Of any of them?
No. I just...
They're long. A lot of the series are pretty long. I mean, they're not bad. Like, they range in quality because there's so fucking many of them.
Yeah.
Because that show came out in, like, the late 70s, I think.
Yeah.
It has Big Zam.
It has what?
Big Zam.
What's Big Zam?
Big Zam is a giant green mech. He's, like, just fucking huge. It's like a battleship, like a space station. Shoots things.
Okay, I'll take your word for
His
that.
His name's Big Zam.
Big Zam?
Big
Zam, Z-A-M?
Yes, two words, Big Zam.
So not Big Ham?
No, not Big Ham, Big Zam.
I don't know. I'd rather prefer a Big Ham.
The movies, I think there's a lot of movies which you could watch. Yeah. Which I would suggest rather than trying to watch the show with your busy schedule.
With my busy schedule of painting for Soviet. See, my problem is that, like, I've since Penny has gotten older, I've had less and less time to paint.
Obviously,
mainly because when she was young, I could pick her up from daycare and then she'd go right down to a nap, and then I'd have like an hour or two to paint, and then my wife would come home and spend time with my wife and my daughter, and then Penny would go to bed actually for the night, and then I'd have time to paint again. But now that she's older, she doesn't take that nap anymore, so I have to spend more time playing with her, and so I don't have enough time for my own mini games.
Well, I guess the only option is to make like a small cardboard cutout of yourself.
Yes.
And put your face on it with a speaker in the mouth.
This is new daddy.
And then be like, This is daddy. He's going to take care of you right now. And then you just get set yourself up to a microphone, and it just as you're painting, you're just like, hey, how's it going?
In all
and just it's not immobile, your voice projecting from this horrifying construct that you've made.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I think you should do that.
Oh, sure.
It would at least give you an extra 30 minutes to paint.
You know, and it's not that I don't mind playing with my daughter. I really enjoy playing with her. The problem is that the repetitive nature of children just drive you, like, it's like a layer of hell in a lot of ways. Like, she'll finish a puzzle, then take apart the puzzle, and want to put the puzzle back together again, over and over. I feel like Sisyphus pushing that damn rock up the hill.
What about when the vultures tear open your guts?
No, it's not quite a... What's that guy's name? Prometheus Unbound right here. It's more Sisyphus. Just like pushing that boulder up the hill, and then it just rolls back down again. It's like
I like to imagine it just rolls down the other end.
Oh, okay.
And he's just like, he's at the top and he's like, oh. He has to walk down and just push it up the other side. And it falls down the other side. And he does that every time. He goes, oh.
Oh.
Well, I guess the moral of this story is that's what you get for having a kid.
Yeah, I quite enjoy having a kid. It's not something that it's not for everyone.
I can tell you, it seems miserable.
It's not miserable
from the outside looking in. No, not a fan.
Nah, not a fan.
Cost a lot of money. Take a lot of time. You can't throw them at things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I will disagree. I enjoy having kids
a lot.
You'll
disagree? You think that you can throw them at
things? Oh, you can throw them at things. There's nothing prevent. I throw Penny around all the time.
I think that's not legal.
Sometimes she just comes into my room, and like I'll be like sitting there watching TV on the bed, and she'll be like, watch TV. And so I pick her up, and I just whip her onto the bed, and she loves it. Like,
I wouldn't consider that throwing them at things.
Oh, well, it's them throwing it at a bed,
I guess. Throw at soft things.
Yeah, you could throw at soft things. Yeah. Well, I wanted to bring up something from...
You know, you're not one of those people who brings up their kid all the time, right?
No.
It's true. I think you've turned.
I've turned.
But you don't have pictures, though.
Well, I do have pictures, but I just don't show them
all the
time.
That's what I'm saying. If that happens, it's truly over for you.
Well, it's just part of my thing. It's like, now that I'm into bolt action, I talk about bolt action a lot. It's just, it's part of my life now. If I was really, really into, like, Warzone, I talk about Warzone all the time. It just happens like that.
Warzone, more like Snorzone.
See, you actually did it right for once.
What?
You actually did the more like X. You always do it wrong, but you did it right this time. I'm happy for you.
I always do it right, baby.
I'm back, baby. I wanted to talk about, like, I'm having trouble finding this. I wanted to bring it up before I came here. I totally forgot to. Came here and I can't find it now. Bell Lost Souls actually did a...
Balls? I can't wait until they get hit with their own DMCA.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second. But C&D, not DMCA.
Whatever. They like the C and the D over there.
They do like the C and D over there. Cax and Dick.
Yeah.
That's what we were going for. Yeah. Okay. Just making sure.
I didn't think that needed any further clarification.
They put up a poll recently that says, like, what are you playing? Like, what is everyone playing nowadays? Of course, 40K was number one.
The best answer would be, with myself!
But 40K, of course 40K is number one. It's reflective of, like...
40K, more like stupid fucking baby game for babies.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes!
So
nailed it!
Wait, you have to say your whole thing about how you're not playing 40K now, so we can get that out of the way, so we can actually have a conversation about this now. So go ahead.
What? I already said. I took care of it. I said baby game for babies.
We can have a discussion about this.
Hold on.
Okay.
I said 40K, more like baby's game for babies. Then I went, yes!
Okay.
Nailed it. And we can proceed.
Okay, we can proceed. So Bell of Lost Souls put out that, you know, everyone's playing 40K. It's not surprising based upon the number. And also, it's Bell of Lost Souls, which is a 40K fan site. So, of course, everyone's on there. But some of the things that I saw on there that were pretty... I mean, that... I don't want to say shocked me, but just made... They were interested me. Number two was Warhammer Fantasy, which was above War Machine Hordes.
I'm sure that's accurate.
Well, I mean...
You've got an extremely Games Workshop-friendly website.
Yeah.
Pushing Games Workshop products. Always has been a Games Workshop website. Oh my god, the most played games are the Games Workshop games. Wow. Wow. Wow, unbelievable.
Well, I mean, they were close, don't get me wrong. And I also think... I go by
the sales reports, like what actually makes money.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go ahead and throw out there that I think the more that a game sells is an indicator of more people who play it.
Well, you also got to remember this is international, and so it's based off international sales as well. And I know...
I do that as well. Oh, my mic's dead.
No, it's gone.
It's dead.
No, you're good. You're fine.
My headphone's dead. I don't know. I can't tell. Anyway.
Yeah.
I go after, mine goes over international markets as well.
Did it? Is this the headphones? No, I hear.
Huh?
Yeah, you're on the mic.
All right. Well, good. Great then. Fantastic.
So as I was saying, the Warhammer Fantasy. Oh, God damn it! You made me lose my train of thought now. Warhammer Fantasy. Yeah, is it also Europe? Is still big in Europe. I mean, I know a lot of people still play overseas. They play in England and France and Germany, so on and so forth.
They don't know any better.
They don't know any better, according to Steve, at least. I will stick by the fact that I think 6th Edition is one of the most perfect games one of the most fun games I ever played. And I will still play it. I'm going back and playing more. I'm putting together a 6th Edition Skaven army to play. So
I don't think that counts, though. I mean, it does.
It does, but it doesn't. Edition,
but
yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah. I'm not arguing.
I do miss lapping round.
You do miss lapping?
Lapping round.
So you can use your old hobgoblin sneaky gets to go around?
No, the best thing about lapping round is it made it very inconvenient for anyone to do like multiple figures on bases. So I'd always be playing because people would be like, oh, you don't have anybody to lap around. I'd be like, well, then you can't. That's how it goes. You can't move the miniatures. You can't do it.
You can't do it.
If I can't see your miniatures lapping round, you're not lapping round.
Well, anyway. But some of the games that were high, and some of the games that were high up on the list that I thought was
also, you don't play any armies with fear.
It's fine. It's okay.
It's really not. Like the immune to psychology, like metagame of 6th edition is pretty rough.
You know, there's also people who play these games for fun and not competition.
It's not accurate.
That's not accurate. Mm-hmm. No. I will respectfully disagree.
Even if we played
sir.
The game for fun, if I played Vampire Counts and you played your Empire, I'd just win every game.
Okay.
You'd probably get annoyed over time.
Okay.
Because everybody starts playing for fun.
Everybody starts playing for fun.
That's right. And then eventually something happens and you realize that your army is super fucking terrible and you feel that you've been swindled and you're like, wow, I really feel that I've been fooled. So rather than buying a new army and giving them more money, you decide to take your army and turn it into a razor. And you try in every combination and everything and suddenly you end up playing a 4 Tomb Scorpion, 2 Bone Giant army. You then smash every single player who beat you at the store with your broken ass army. Well, at least as broken as you can make it. And then you sit and realize that you've done it. You've turned a piece of shit army into something super sweet. Then your next army is fucking demons from the Storm of Chaos. And you crush everyone, you realize how good it feels to crush the other guy who has the underpowered army, because you played the underpowered armies for so long yourself. You realize that their armies are now bad and your armies are now good. So you walk and you smash every single player with your broken shit rules, and that's how it happens.
I play for fun. I've been playing just as long as you have. I play for fun.
You didn't get shellacked enough with a super shitty army.
Well, yeah, I didn't. My army's empire. It's a pretty shitty army. I'm not going to argue.
Middle of the road.
I only beat like two armies in the existence of my army, and both of them were like orcs and goblins. So there you go.
The worst armies in the game.
But anyway, the thing that interests me about the Battle of Lost Souls poll were some of the other games that were on there. Dystopian Wars was pretty high on that list.
What fucking planet do they live on?
Exactly. That's what I thought was very interesting. Of course, Malifaux was on there.
I'm pretty sure whoever wrote that article was just like, I'm going to list the games in orders I like them.
No, they had the results up there for us.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm sure the results make it completely legitimate.
Yeah. Infinity and Malifaux were on there, of course. But I thought it was weird that Dystopian Wars was pretty high on that list. I mean, it was like definitely top 10.
That's so... I've never seen anyone playing that game.
No.
Ever.
Yeah, but you don't quite leave your hovel enough to know.
Well, I don't go to the place where it would most likely be played because it sucks. It's Games Plus blows.
I love Games Plus. Games Plus, you're one of my favorite stores. Yeah.
It smells bad. It's dusty. And everything's available for retail price.
That's what you... That describes you right there.
No.
Smelly and dusty and...
Retail price?
And retail price.
Stop defending bad things, Joe.
I was just up there Saturday. Bought myself a 75mm Russian anti-tank gun. Feel good about myself.
Mm.
Yeah. Bought myself some Russian uniform green from Vallejo Paints. Yeah. I feel good. All right. So, we were talking earlier about cease and desist letters. Game Classy's still waiting on our cease and desist letter from Games Workshop. I kind of feel left out about this. Like, Steve, go get a... You don't have any codexes in our army books left over, right? You don't have anything now?
Nothing.
Next time I'm going to bring one. I'm going to read, like, an entire page word for word so I can get our C&D letter.
Well, a Space Marine has a strength of 4 and a toughness of 4. They have an armor saving throw of 3+, which means you roll a D6 and on a 3, 4, 5, or 6, they've saved their wound.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You know, you're not reading it word for word. We have to read it word for word in order to get the C&D letter.
Marnius Kulgar then dropped Rogel Dorn's trousers. They decided to embrace passionately and continued their tryst on the Land Raider.
Yeah. I like how people...
Sergeant Gom-Gom walked over and saw the Land Raider was rocking back and forth and realized that Marnius Kulgar must have really been pounding it to Rogel Dorn at the time. So he decided, I'd better not disturb them in the Emperor's name. And he waited, and suddenly the Land Raider stopped moving, and he just heard, oh, Dorn! Oh, Marnius! Oh, Dorn! Oh, Marnius! Then a sound like a shotgun rang out through the Land Raider. The sergeant was terrified, so he opened the door, and suddenly the Land Raider's interior was covered with a viscous goo. He thought perhaps Tyranids had invaded and tried to stop and destroy the Space Marine brothers, but then he noticed that Rogel Dorn and Marnius Kulgar were sitting in piles of the viscous goo with looks of pleasure twisted upon their face, and he realized this was not the work of the Tyranids, this was the work of the Emperor!
Or Chaos. This version of Game Classy Radio Theater is brought to you by... Diet Coke.
You like that? That was pretty good. I could do those CD audiobooks.
Yeah. Audible.com presents.
I thought it'd be pretty good.
Yeah. There we go. I think we could get it supported by Audible. What do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. They're overpriced audiobooks. $60. Oh, I could read this for cheaper. But then I have to read.
That's what you got the library for.
Library.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got the internet for. So
either.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah, but so 40K Radio got one because essentially I think they read a special rule word for word. And so and that like the big klaxon at Games Workshop at their law department, their like bank of lawyers, they went whoop, whoop, whoop. And so they all ran to the like lawyer pole and slid down and got into their C&D car. With the mailed the cease and desist letter that drove back there and climbed back up.
Yes.
But yeah, that's why you people really shouldn't flip their shit about getting a cease and desist letter if you're reading the rules on the podcast. Yeah, granted, it's a you're discussing it, but there's a fine line there. I'm not gonna
whatever Games Workshop is shit, 40K Radio is shit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna argue with that either. So seriously, I'm not. Would you like to listen to a whole podcast where we talk nothing about 40K?
I looked because I was trying to find information about it, and it was there was like a blurb from one of the episodes. It's like, this one clocks in at 5 hours because it really covers the tournament that this one dude went to and made top 16. And I was like, are you shitting me? This guy fucking blabs on for 5 hours about some fucking tournament he went to? What an asshole.
I think I could cover most tournaments. I split. I did 2-2. Did okay.
That's not okay.
No, I'm just saying. Did okay. Did
no, I'm beyond the other guy.
Did 2-2. Did pretty okay. The winner was Necron Army.
I got 3-1 because my opponent was a dick.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the final game was between Necrons and Grey Knights. Necrons won. He had 6 flyers.
Only 6?
Yeah.
That's different than the standard metagame would tell you.
Yeah, there you go. Anywho, but yeah, so we haven't gotten our cease and desist letter yet. And it's, I tell you, the 40K Radio one, it didn't do anything for me because it's just like.
I'm jealous, though.
I am, too. I want my own cease and desist letter. Yeah. I'd like to get that framed and put up in my office.
I want Games Workshop to be like, stop talking bad about us. That's what I'd like.
To the lawyer poll. They mail the letter. Right there. All right. And I know one last thing. I maybe not last thing because we got plenty of time left. But Reaper Bones 2 Boner ended. They made $3.1 million.
Boner James. So Reapers have made over $7 million from Bones now?
Yeah. What did they make on the last one? Do you remember?
I thought it was 3.5 or something
like
that.
Was it 3.5? They made slightly less on this one. Diminishing returns of sequels, dude. Diminishing returns of sequels.
I mean, if that's the diminishing returns they're going to have, you can expect to see about, I don't know, 10 more
Bones 12
Bones Kickstarters.
Yeah, I mean,
well, they had a glowing endorsement from the one I linked. I think it was Victoria Lamb. I don't remember.
Oh, Victoria Lamb.
I don't know who it was. It might not have been.
Was
her.
It Victoria Haley?
No, she can't paint anymore. She's all. She's all.
That's
Parkinson's-y.
Jen Haley. Victoria Haley's from Private Press.
That's right. whatever. The one's Parkinson's-y and the other's a model.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, there you go.
And a model, I mean miniature.
Yeah, miniature.
I don't remember. I think it was Victoria Lane. I don't remember. I linked it. I don't know. She's like an insane painter. She like she put together the fucking orc model, the Bones orc model she painted, and it looked fucking amazing. Incredible. And she's like, yeah, it looks okay. You know, I wouldn't really do it for competition. I would definitely go with the metals for the higher detail. But oh, this is fun to paint for something, you know, I want to use and throw in a box for board games or role-playing games. And I'm looking at the model. I'm like, God fucking damn it.
Yep.
And she just like whips it, like smashes through, like makes it look amazing in like a couple seconds.
Yeah,
like, fucking A.
But yeah, I like Victoria Lamb stuff.
I think it was Victoria Lamb. I might be wrong.
There's a lot of those pro painters who do stuff like that. And then
and that kind of thing just completely discourages me from wanting to paint.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. It's like, cool. You made a model that I couldn't paint in 20 hours in like 15 minutes. Sweet.
It takes practice, Steve.
Definitely encouraging me. Yeah, but I'm not good enough to ever get to that level.
Well, like, maybe if you didn't spend 109 hours playing Pokemon.
I know, I should have spent more. I should have been more
God
focused.
God almighty. You hurt my soul.
Whatever, dude.
109 hours on Pokemon.
Dude, / played on World of Warcraft that you played.
How many hours in World of Warcraft did you play?
Nowhere near. I don't even think in the
you
total.
You definitely played more than 100.
In the
hours.
Total year that I played, maybe I don't know. I think I played for 2, maybe 3 years. I don't even
then
know.
You
if
definitely played more than 109 hours.
Yeah. I probably did.
You had like 300 hours,
but that was
or far more. Like you had such a shameful number. You don't want to know what it is.
Probably
because that's what happens when you play WoW and you don't actually pay attention to it because there's no. There's no play clock for WoW.
No,
until you type the dreaded /played and see your shame.
Yeah, like, well, oh, yeah. God. I'm not going to argue that point. It was a dark time in my life. I worked for Games Workshop. I didn't have a girlfriend. I lived with 2 other guys. My apartment was dismal. I was not in a good place, Steve.
Just saying.
That 4 hours of escape was all I had,
but
sir.
Yeah, no, I'm just not that at that level. I'll never be at that level, so I'm going to go ahead and not try. Because yeah. that's the way to avoid heartbreak.
No. Don't try and get off this Pokemon thing, because you played 109 hours in, a week?
I'm going to be putting 100 more hours into it. Probably more than 100 more hours into it. Although I did get a new Gundam game, so I'm playing that, too. It's pretty good. Blaze Blue's gonna come out. I'm gonna probably put a lot of hours into that too.
No, it's all right. I'm gonna be taking a break from the painting because Arkham Origins is coming out and Assassin's Creed Black Flag, so I'm gonna have some fun with those.
I heard mixed things about Arkham Origins.
You know, it's not done by Naughty Dog, so.
Well, I heard the game is good, but it's like it's not anything different.
Yeah, it's gonna be. That's kind of what I'm hoping for. I don't want to try.
Well,
and learn,
you do like the Assassin's Creed games, so I guess you would like a game that's the same thing every time.
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, Assassin's Creed 3 was pretty bad. I'm not going to defend Assassin's Creed 3.
Is that the one where you play as the Indian?
Yeah. Injun. Let's show some respect, Steve. Injun.
I thought Indian was already disrespectful enough.
Okay.
I guess.
You can go further.
We could up it up.
Yeah.
We could up it up. Up it up a notch.
As you play as that red-skinned fellow.
You play as the Redskins, you know, with the big noses and the buck teeth.
What? This doesn't even make sense.
Yes. Nailed it.
Yeah. So, yeah. But no, then I also have to go back and play Last of Us, and what's the other one that I got to play? There's another one that I got to play that everyone's talking about. I still haven't played Red
Dead. It's not Beyond Two Souls, is it?
No.
Red Dead Redemption is the game I've spent the most hours playing but never actually beat.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Red Dead Redemption. I like the concept of playing it. I just don't have the time. I just don't like...
I actually wish Red Dead Redemption had levels. I wish you could just, like, push the button and go to the next level.
Yeah.
Because I probably would beat that game.
Oh. My bigger problem is that I just don't like that company, the one who does Red Dead Redemption and L.A. Noir.
Rockstar.
Just their games are just too much. I just don't.
Too big.
They're too big.
L.A. Noir is not too big. L.A. Noir is level-based.
Yeah.
L.A. Noir has an open world and stuff, but you don't actually need to do that. You can just get in the car. And your partner will drive you to the next level.
Dun, 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 dun,
you don't have to do anything. Dun, 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 That's why I beat dun, L.A. Noir.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. I like it, but it's too much. But yeah, I got to play Last of Us for sure.
But yeah, and you know, if I spent 109 hours painting, I wouldn't be any better.
Yeah, I think you're officially out now. Hold on a second. We're back, baby.
All right then.
All right.
I don't remember what else I was saying. Oh, that, and like, if I spent all that time painting miniatures, it'd be like, I don't know, like two people who want to play those games. But if I'm playing Pokemons, I know at least like 12 people who are playing Pokemons.
Well, I mean,
not to mention all the randoms I can battle online.
Well, you want to play the Japanese in bolt action. You could do that. The only person who wouldn't play you
would
be... I just
don't want to spend any money on it.
The only person who wouldn't... It's like super cheap to play that game. The only person who wouldn't play you is like Tim Lyson. Who's because the Germans and the Japanese never fought, so it wouldn't be authentic if they
That's
played.
That's fine. I'll go to Tim and I'll be like, yes, most honorable Tim Ryson. You would not violate the sanctity of the recreational war.
Remember how I've said that, you know, I try not to be racist on this podcast, Steve? You've done it twice now.
Done what?
Oh, God damn it, you're out again. You know what? Hold on a second.
Got some magic in that bag? What the fuck? It's a pretty dinky ass microphone.
But it's a backup and it's working.
Aw, shit.
Alright, well, now that the condom is on,
yeah.
We're ready to have a wild time.
The sheath. You like that one, don't you?
That was good. I call them dick bags myself.
Dick bags.
Yeah. Give me some dick bags.
All right. Yeah. No, I mean, painting is one of those
what
things.
What was I saying? I was talking about Tim. You were talking about me not being racist.
Yeah. Stop. Just stop. Though there's a. I'm
boom, 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 boom.
And actually, He gets kind of upset about that because he actually had to say, he said, you know what? You know what? I decided that I'm going to paint a whole army dedicated to the Eastern Front so we could play too. I'm like, God damn it, Tim. You don't have to do that. That's no one does that.
I'm only going to battle the Americans, really. And I guess the Chinese.
No, the Russians and the Japanese fought. They fought very early in the
Pacific Theater?
Yeah, very early.
All right.
Yeah, and there's no Chinese anyway, so.
That's garbage.
Well, I'm sure there might be in the near future.
Their rice hats and their pitchforks.
God damn it, Steve.
What? That is what a Chinese farmer had, wore, and used.
Oh, God.
It wasn't like I was like, ding dong, chop chop time.
Oh, I'm going to have to cut all of this out. Well, you'd fight the Americans, you'd fight British, you'd fight...
Me Chinese, me play joke, me go pee-pee in your coke. Yes!
That thumping sound you're hearing is my head going against my... No, I'm really going to cut 90% of this, just so you know. Anyway, the Japanese are... I'm sure they're going to come out with an expansion book for Pacific Theater stuff, like the Russians, the Chinese... The British, the New Zealanders, the Australians. You know, the people...
The Kiwis!
The people who thought they had... You know, they did something during the war.
Canada. What about Canada?
Canada. I don't know. What did Canada do during the war?
More than America.
they
pretty much, like, you could just... You can throw a dart at a world map and you hit a country that isn't America. You'll probably find a country that did more in World War II than America.
No. America single-handedly won World War II, dude.
I mean... America did claim the title of back-to-back World War champs that no one offered up.
No. Yeah, we took it. We're the ones who single-handedly won the war.
Sure.
Yeah. Because what did Canada do? Canada just made, like, non-good bacon. Right, Steve? Right?
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. If this is a war about Canadian bacon, I'm going to side on whatever side is not on the side of Canadian bacon.
They provided us Americans when we were fighting World War II with substandard bacon and maple syrup. I believe that was what Canada's contribution to the war.
How dare you talk about the Great White North's maple syrup in that way?
Hey,
you hoser.
The maple syrup reserve single-handedly got us through that war.
The maple syrup reserves.
There actually is a maple syrup reserve in Canada.
God damn it.
And there was a huge amount of it that was stolen just recently.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to have the biggest heist of our lives, see? Yeah, we're going to go and get it. Yeah, we're going to get the gold. Good gold, see? We're not getting the gold. What are we getting? We're getting some more valuable than gold. We're getting the syrup. The maple syrup.
The maple brown gold.
Damn it. Fucking people.
Hey, man, just soon enough, I'm going to move to Canada. Go up to Vancouver. That sweet, sweet coast.
That would be pretty ideal.
Yeah, I'd go totally work on some sci-fi movies.
But you're a scummy American. They wouldn't let you in.
I am scummy American, ain't I?
They kind of locked the borders.
The first question is what did Canada do in World War II?
And you'd
God
be like,
damn it.
You'd be like, fuck, maple syrup, Canadian bacon. Shit. I don't know.
I like how that sentence worked. It was like, fuck, bacon, maple syrup, shit. A string of Canadian expletives.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, that's about it for this week. Am I missing anything? I know the Dark Elf second wave came out, and it's nothing really interesting. Just some regular plastics.
Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares?
Nobody cares about your Dark Elves. Nobody cares about your fantasy army.
Nobody cares overpriced your.
Witch elves are.
Yeah. Oh, God, so overpriced.
Boom, 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 boom.
What are you doing?
No, just giving you a baseline.
Giving me a baseline?
Mm-hmm.
I know that... An iPad searching baseline. Yeah, not much else I know. I know board game-wise, not really technically board game-wise, but the Attack Wing stuff, the second wave came out of all of the games, and people seem to be relatively happy about it. I know there's a little bit of there's a slight decrease in the amount of people who are talking. Like, Attack Wing's, the popularity of Attack Wing went down very much in the couple months that it's been out.
X-Wing's still going strong.
X-Wing, but the thing is X-Wing, what do they got coming out right now? Just a bunch of repaints on a lot of the older figures, but new cards, updated cards. So, I mean, I don't know how much longer that's going to be sustained.
The Imperial Aces, you mean?
Yeah, the Imperial Aces are coming out. I know they're going to be releasing the bigger ships that aren't in scale, but those are going for $100 each. I don't know how many people are going to buy those.
And they're only for scenario play.
Yeah, they're only for scenario play, so what the hell's going on with that?
One person will probably buy them at least.
Yeah.
You.
No.
Because you're the biggest Star Wars fan in the world.
The biggest fan in the world. Actually, I saw...
And you're always the power of myth.
Actually, I was on I was browsing the TV this morning looking for some kids shows for my daughter, and I saw
for yourself
for myself. Ended up watching Super Why, but that's besides the point. We were flipping through, and I thought I saw Return of the Jedi on. I was like, oh, Penny's never seen Return of the Jedi. I'm sure she'll love it. And it turned out to be Return of the Living Dead. And I was like, whoa, we can't watch that.
A far superior film.
Stupid AMC. Screwing me out of it. By the way, I finished up Walking Dead Season 3. I don't know why you were so upset with the ending. Why didn't you not like the ending?
Is it past the moratorium on spoilers for this?
Yeah, I mean, already in the fourth season. So, all
right. Governor.
Yes.
Pulls up and just shoots everyone with him, like on his side, extremely slowly, I might add. He's basically execution style going like, and you get a bullet, bang, and you get a bullet, bang,
okay,
and you get a bullet, bang. And no one does anything.
Yeah.
They all just stand there, just gobsmacked, like, oh my God, he's shooting people. And like, nobody shoots the governor. Nobody fucking kills him. He's still alive. And him and those two guys just rolled off into the sunset together to have a fucking three-way or something. Fuck that. Shit.
That's what bothered
fucking
you?
Fucking show. No, and everything else leading up, the only good thing that happened in the fucking third season of that piece of shit show, overrated trash garbage, was when Merle. Merle was really good.
Yeah, Merle was. I was very upset that he died.
Merle was very, very good. Like, that was the only good thing about that. But other than that, fuck The Walking Dead. It's overrated shit. If you like it, you have no taste.
Once again, that is Steve's overreacting. And now, back to reality. I didn't think it was that bad.
Next, you're going to tell me how good Breaking Bad is.
No, Breaking Bad doesn't exist. Remember, we've gone over this.
Fuck Breaking Bad.
Only, like, I know, like, 8 people and 18 people that said, yeah, I've watched, like, the first 3 episodes of that show, and I just never really got into it.
It's The Wire?
It's like, actually, The Wire was really good. But the Breaking Bad, it was just funny because it's like I don't know anybody who watched that show like all the way through. And people are like, I'm going to watch Breaking Bad all the way through. And then like 3 weeks later, I'm like, so did you finish watching Breaking Bad? They're like, what? I don't know. It's a myth. It doesn't exist.
Walking Dead can't make up its fucking mind.
It does have a problem with that. I'm not going to argue that.
It's fucking shit. It's garbage.
It's not. I think the killing off.
It's because you're too lax. You don't have the level of standards
that you have
that you require out of your entertainment.
Well,
you need to have it. You need to have a specific, like when you watch something.
Yes,
an expectation. You have an expectation that you want to be met.
No, I just want to, like, my only expectation is I want to be taken on a ride. I want to see where they're gonna go with this. If there's very few shows that I've ever stopped watching because of. I'm just like, okay, this is ridiculous. Like House. House is a perfect example. I got to the one season where he drove his car into Cuddy's house, and I'm like, I'm done. This has gone too far, sir.
That was almost Walking Dead Season 2, but I gave it a shot because the first part of Season 3 was so good.
I'm still along for the ride. I'm still going to sit around, and I'm going to watch it. I'm going to be like, okay, let's see where they take me.
And you are more than welcome to take that journey on your own.
I read the comic books all the way up until the point where they got to the prison, like right around that point, and I was like, okay, I'm kind of done with this comic at this point. And that's where I was kind of – and I'm glad that the TV show is doing a lot of different stuff because I'm like, okay, I'm going to go for a ride. I'm going to learn something different.
See, I wouldn't mind the different stuff if it wasn't majority fucking shit. Dale was a great character in the comics, miserable in the TV show.
Yeah.
Hated him. Andrea, amazing character in the comics, even more miserable in the TV show. She's like one of the most hated characters ever.
No, Lori is the most hated character ever.
Lori didn't fall on her baby and crush it to death. What's up with that?
Oh, I don't
That's
know.
Fucking garbage.
I don't know what to tell you there.
That's what happens in the comics.
I thought the comics the baby lived.
Nope. Baby dies, gets crushed to death by Lori.
Oh, well, there you go.
It was awesome. I was like, yes! Fuck that baby. Fuck Lori. Yeah!
Well, I...
And that didn't happen. That's garbage.
But that's the difference between the book and the comic. In the book and the TV show.
Yeah, has some stuff that's cool.
Like, for example, Game of Thrones, they don't necessarily deviate too much from the books, but it's enough that it's interesting. But I know exactly what's going to happen. With Walking Dead, I don't know what's going to happen. They killed off characters that are still alive in the comic.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be very bored.
Yeah.
They're going to discuss things. They're going to take a vote. And then they're going to declare it's not a democracy. And then they're going to discuss things again, take a vote. Then someone is randomly going to die.
Yeah.
Maybe come back as a zombie.
Yeah.
And then they're going to discuss things. And they're maybe going to take a vote. And then maybe they're going to declare it's not a democracy. And then maybe,
yeah,
they're going to take a vote. Okay. That's the fucking Walking Dead in a nutshell. It's them standing around in a room talking.
I think it's a decent show. I mean, there's actually been parts that have scared me in the last season. Like, not like scared, like as in like, oh, I'm so scared, but like that, like made me jump when I was watching the show. Like, I'm okay with that. I like being scared. I like being shocked. I like being able to sit and watch a show and then go, oh, that was fun. I like that. I think the people who sit around going, that's not scary, are just cynical fucks who just don't get any enjoyment out of life.
But Walking Dead isn't scary.
There are certain jump out scary points like that.
Never in Walking Dead.
Oh yeah, it happens every once in a while. Not like totally. Not like every episode. We're like, I think the tone is really good. I like the mood that it sets. I like the majority of the characters. I also like the fact that characters are never allowed to be too happy. That's always a good thing with me. Like, I hate when characters are, like, super happy all the time.
Do you like that Laurie is still back as some sort of spooky dress-wearing ghost?
I like that. Because it's more, it's a view.
Damn it, Joe.
It's a view into Rick's psyche.
Damn it, Joe.
What? It's good. It's a representation of psychology. Of Rick's psychology. Rick's mind at that point. You see Rick slowly devolving into madness. I enjoy that. And actually, the only character that I really currently don't like on the show
is
Michonne. I think she's kind of one note.
Michonne. Of course she's one note. That's her fucking character. Her character's a sword.
I know. That's the only character I don't... And people, like, go apeshit over it. I like, what's-his-face, too? Daryl. But, you know, he's... I like how his character has grown as well.
The magic Daryl, like, was going to get killed early in the show, but yeah. People liked him so much they're like, oh shit, write him into the rest of the show.
Yeah, he's great. I like that. I don't care too much. I like the story. I like where they're taking me to on it, and I'm looking forward to watching more. I like it better than I like American Horror Story, I'll tell you that.
Well, there's no accounting for taste, and I do know you like Doctor Who, so our tastes are probably not going to line up very often.
Are you going to go see you want to go with me to see the movie? When they're the 50th anniversary special, they're going to show it in the theaters?
If you buy and bring me a bottle of vodka,
yeah,
and you pay for my ticket, and pick me up, and take me home, and allow me to probably throw up in your car, yes.
Okay. Could you get, I thought you were going to say, like, bring an air horn, so in the middle of the thing, you're just like,
I mean, I was going to do that anyway. Be like, he's gonna be like, and yes, the secret of being Doctor Who is actually. And I'll be like,
yeah,
I would definitely do that to ruin a bunch of Doctor Who fans' day.
But I was actually telling my wife that, and she was like, "Oh, are you gonna go to, like, because they're actually showing it not too far from my house?" And she's like, "Oh, are we gonna go?" And I'm like, "Do you really want to be in a theater with a bunch of people who like Doctor Who?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, that'd be terrible." Because I love the show, but I hate the people that love the show because they're really annoying. But besides the fact, all right, so where'd he get two from? I only brought
just
one.
Another one shows up.
All right, so anyway, go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page. Steve promises that he's going to be posting a lot more.
Fache book?
Yeah, on the Facebook page.
If
he can get off of Pokemon. If you've been wondering why he hasn't been posting a lot, it's probably because he's been playing Pokemon.
And there isn't really much to be posting about.
Pokemon, the game designed for 7-year-olds.
No 7-year-old could understand EV training, IV training, breeding, egg moves, and all of the extremely deep, complicated battle techniques you can do in that game.
Yes, they could.
No. You can't even... You wouldn't even understand it.
No, I take one look at it and I go, this is Japanese, isn't it? I'm not going to deal with this. We kicked their ass in World War II. USA! USA! This is their revenge. The revenge is all about Pokemon and getting...
extraordinarily entertaining video games?
Our youth addicted to really stupid video games.
Says the guy who likes Assassin's Creed.
That's more of a story.
And Call of Duty.
I don't like Call of Duty. Whatever. You just threw that in there.
Whatever.
Jerk face.
You know you like Call of Duty. I know you're a secret Duty fan.
I do like Duty.
I knew it!
Duty.
You and Pat B together making out, playing Call of Duty, making out, playing Call of Duty, making out, playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, you'd play Call of Duty too if it had like little Japanese cartoons, nope, running around shooting thunderbolts at each other.
Nah, it's not accurate.
Yeah. I'm going to use this.
It's also not even like anywhere remotely close to what the actual game is.
Now
they're going to have sex. And they're going to have another baby. Oh, this baby's no good. Get rid of it.
That's right. You fucking kill them. It teaches you all about breeding animals for fighting. It's like, this one doesn't have enough stats. Kill it. Get another one.
You know what else does that? Cockfighting.
Well, yeah, but I mean, cockfighting. I don't want to do all that. That seems like a lot of work.
Eh, it's not really that much.
Are you telling me that you want to go to Mexico and be a cockfighter?
Well, let me tell you this. If you win, you get money. If you lose, you have a chicken dinner. It's a win-win scenario in my book.
Hmm, I see. You've raised a good point.
In Pokemon, you get nothing.
So are you gonna custom build some blades for the rooster's legs?
Yeah, they're gonna look like Wolverine.
Nice.
Yes.
El Wolverino.
El Cacorin.
No, I don't really post on the Facebook because it's like there's really not much going on, and all the games coming out look stupid. And the ones that I liked, I posted about.
Yeah.
I mean, so there you go. Predator, Alien vs. Predator, and that's it.
I think there should be some interesting Kickstarters coming out soon because Bones is over, of course. So hopefully people take up the mantle and get going on that one. Besides that fact. Okay, so where was I at? Facebook page. Oh, yeah. Go on iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe, as Steve likes to say. So comment on our iTunes and get us up higher. Hopefully soon the Michigan Poker Hour's reign of terror will be over.
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen. Steve refuses to let that happen.
The Michigan Poker Hour will always come back and beat us. Even if we somehow became the number one podcast. This is how it would happen. We could become the number one podcast, the number one thing on iTunes, and just number one with a bullet. We'll be like, yeah, we're number one. And then suddenly, the dark horse Michigan Poker Hour just passes us up.
Damn them.
Yeah. Is knock us to 2, and then another poker podcast knocks us to 3, and we just keep getting knocked down. And then 40K Radio comes back out of nowhere, and they're like, Warhammer, Space Marines!
40K, 40K, 40K,
yeah, I don't know,
40K,
like, how 40K. Many times can you just go Space Marines? And people are just like, yay!
Oh, by the way, I know it's the end of the podcast, but I heard another 9th edition rumor for Fantasy. Definitely smaller units is what I hear.
Smaller onions.
Onits. Okay, so Steve, wait, and also keep your ear to the podcast because we're probably going to have a new podcast going on for Planet Arbitrary. The only word I could say is oddcast.
Dick munching?
Oddcast.
And is this like Welcome to Night Vale or something?
No. By the way, I'm going to take the end of the podcast for you. I wanted to talk about how sad it is that Mrs. Krabappel from The Simpsons has died. Marsha Wallace, the voice of Mrs. Krabappel, died yesterday, and I just want to take the end of the podcast to say goodbye, Mrs. Crandall. Goodbye.
The Simpsons is really bad.
Crandall?
I've been calling her Crandall.
Why did anybody tell me? It's so stupid.
Game classy.